Okay, we're recording. So the first question I just wanted to ask is it okay if I record this call? Okay, so thank you for submitting your piece, and I really enjoy your writing. The first question I wanted to ask is just if you could state your name and you could just tell me a little something about yourself that you'd want people to know.
Everyone knows my name is Wayne Thomas Jr. Everybody calls me Infinite. From Lynchburg, Virginia. I've been incarcerated since 19 January of 1998. I was incarcerated for armed robbery, and I was sentenced to 62 years in prison without the possibility of parole under 85% law. So I've been incarcerated now for a little over 25 years. And, you know, I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot. A lot's changed with myself since then, since that point of time. So I love to write poetry. I love to write spoken words. So I see a lot of things on the news. You know, right now on the news, it's a lot going on with a lot of senseless killings, especially with our youth. And this is basically what drove me to write this piece that I'm going to speak today called Genocide, because I seen on the news where it was a two-year-old child that had been shot. And that really blew me. And just recently, you had another child around my way, a 6-year-old child, who got killed, shot through a senseless shooting, guy shooting at the house. And just yesterday, was it yesterday, the day before yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, you had a 10-year-old kid in Petersburg, who got killed. So that's a lot going on. That basically inspired me to write what I want to write about, genocide, because there's a lot of that's going on today. And, you
Do you,
know,
yeah,
and I love writing things from there. Yeah.
it's been really tough in Virginia. What was it like
Really
when
tough.
you were coming up? Did you experience a lot of that kind of the same issues that were happening today?
Well, no, when I was coming up, you know, I'm 45 now. I was incarcerated when I was 19. So, I guess when I was coming up, we seen some things, but it was nowhere. It was nothing like that. I mean, you know, you didn't see children getting killed. You didn't see innocent people getting killed. You know, I don't condone killing, period, but it was none of that. You might have had a few homicides, you know, some things like that. Now, you know, you hear a few things that's going on around the city, but it was never anything like this. So that's why I said it seemed like everything is just spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
And,
When you write, do you often look at what's happening in our society, in our state, as a topic or a point of interest?
yeah, I do. I mean, that's what really I get my drive from. I live about curiously through the news and through my family and things that's going on in my community. I still communicate with a lot of people that's been in my life, you know, before I was incarcerated. And I see, like, I got nieces and nephews, I got daughters, now I even got grandchildren, you know what I mean? I'm watching them come up and listen to them and listen to the way that they're coming up now. So it instills a lot within me. So I had a lot of growth. And as they grow, it's like it's a whole different thing, a whole different way of maturation that's been poured on me. You know, it's like adaptation in a sense. So yeah, I'm basically striving on what they're going through. And so that inspires me a lot of too, and like in a lot of my writings.
Well, I think it's really good to write. I think it brings out a side of yourself that people can only express through poetry and writing and song, and it's a different way of communicating. It's different.
It's a
Yeah.
great release, definitely is.
Yeah, I think there's a therapeutic element to it as well. So, why don't you do your piece?
I call this genocide. Imagine this. Gunshots. Gunshots anxiously race to find acquaintances, urgently hoping that anyone that it affects gets the message. The message of what was never said. So now there's a 12-year-old baby boy or baby girl lying dead, cold on the pavement as this reckless messenger pulls off chaotically, blinded with emotion and lack of shame, not caring that the bullet that went into that baby boy girl wasn't even meant for he or she. So now we are perceived as the cause of who, what, where, when, and why. So now with your kin, our race, they must face the conviction of why those babies had to die. From pure neglect or something as simple as he made a fool of me or she decided to leave or even that life means nothing to me, as if his life came from something much different than his or her very own. Animalistic ways have transformed we into the very features that we'll begin to like to call ourselves, such as dog, bitch, cat, and rat. So much so that in the late nights, if you were to truly pay attention, you would see and hear a mother and her wonder crying to the moon, mourning her baby's death. Why those who had power was in this BS say, dog, F that bitch, as the reaction raises the hairs upon our necks like a threatened cat. And by this very mother, father, sister, brother wanting justice for that kin, the savage way of thinking of this shooter corrupts his own mind with the audacity to call anyone wanting justice for these senseless shooters a wreck. Sit your ass down and tell me, where does this discord begin? This prism of what can only be defined as genocide, without a care in the world that it's our very race is being victimized. Victimized just as much as the shooter who fixes his murderous lips to tell a righteous brother like me to kill it. Kill it the same way in which he is blindly killing himself. Outside of reality, outside of the truth. Reckless erasing this fine path was derived within our bloodstream, our DNA, or simply put, within our roots. Blindly committing genocide. Genocide is defined as the deliberate mass murder of a race, people, or minority group. Tupac said it's when we ride on our own kind. Rest in peace, Pop. Another victim who was taken away from you and I far too early due to the thoughtless disregard of genocide. This piece was inspired by, well, inspired is a poor choice of a word for something as unfortunate as was constantly going on around us, or should I say, going on with us. There's this quote that I like that goes, don't allow what's in front of you to interfere with where you need to be. That was before I had to really start to question myself. Yes, myself. I mean, early this morning, I sit here within a prison cell and watch the Richmond news and seen where a two-year-old baby had been shot. And I damn near cringed in my skin and entertained the idea of what may have happened if I was there. In order to prevent such vicious acts, that is, the first thing that came to mind was retaliation. But why? When I was already feeling aware about how that child's mother and father was feeling about that innocent baby that had just been shot. Then came a number of other things that the so-called streets won't openly approve of, like, well, use your imagination. Because understood needs not be explained. Self-check. See, this is what I cannot understand. When there's a fire and your home is on the verge of burning down, who do you call? Or when there's a medical issue and someone you truly love is on the verge of dying, who do you call? And when we can't depend on neither of those two, as messed up as it is, who can we call? Damn, that's some scary mess. Babies look up to those of us around them for guidance are the ones that they can really rely on. If the new thing is us allowing reckless ass cats to terrify our neighborhoods worse than those we claim to so-called protect them from, then who are we? Better yet, who are you? Especially knowing that our people going through such a thing, you're not doing nothing about it. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black woman. Wake up, black people. Genocide is nothing but another gunshot away from us relying on something or someone outside of ourselves to control our minds. I love you, my beautiful black people. Genocide is turning to a mission. But ask yourself a mission of who and what. So I say it again. Black America, wake up. Genocide is on the rise. Peace.
Thank you, Wayne. You cited Tupac. Are there any other rappers that really talk to you?
Oh my gosh, there's a number of rappers. It's a number. You got Nipsey Hussle. You got Biggie Smalls, Notorious Big. It's so many. Then, as though you said, right now, my mouth talking about it's really so many. And you got a whole lot of young rappers right now that's going on. Talking about it's such a rapid. It's so many of those. I lost track. I'm like, King Von, these young dudes, they express their way. I look at it now. Everyone expresses themselves through music and the things that they go through. It's no different than like my art. They speak in mind through, you know, spoken word or poetry. They got their different ways of, you know, expressing themselves, and so many of them getting killed just speaking their story, and it's about 100, so.
Yeah, that's the tragic part of it, that they too fall victim to the streets.
Yes, genocide, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and what we'll do is we'll have a QR code in the journal, so anybody could just use their phone and connect to that interview.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay tuned. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Mark.
Okay, you take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.